My life is a dog.
The faces that make eye contact, they're twisted into sneers. The top lip pulled up to show teeth, the whole face bunched around the nose and eyes. One blonde Huck Finn kid walks along after us, slapping our legs and shouting, I can see your neck! Hey, asshole, I can see your neck from behind! A man turns to a woman and says, Christ, only in Seattle. Another middle-aged man says loud, This town has gotten way too liberal. A young man with a skateboard under one arm says, You think you're cute? Well, you're not. You're just stupid. You look fucking stupid. This wasn't about looking good. As a white man, you can live your whole life never not fitting in. You never walk into a jewelry store that sees only your black skin. You never walk into a bar that sees only your boobs. To be whitey is to be wallpaper. You don't draw attention, good or bad. Still, what would it be like to live with attention? To just let people stare, to let them fill in the blank and assume what they will, to let people project some aspect of themselves on you for a whole day. The worst part of writing fiction is the fear of wasting your life behind a keyboard. The idea that, dying, you'll realize you only ever lived on paper. Your only adventures were make-believe, and while the world fought and kissed, you sat in some dark room masturbating and making money. So the idea was, a friend and I would rent costumes. Me, a spotted, smiling Dalmatian. Her, a brown dancing bear. Costumes without gender clues. Just fun fur suits that hid our hands and feet and big, heavy papier-mâché heads that kept anyone from seeing our faces. This gave people no visual clues, no facial expressions or gestures to decode. Just a dog and a bear walking around, shopping, being tourists in downtown Seattle. Some of this I knew to expect. Every December, the International Cacophony Society hosts a party called Santa Rampage, where hundreds of people come into a city, all of them dressed as Santa Claus. No one is black or white.